Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in this new day, in this 1st of January 2017, I speak resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life to everyone. Resurrection life. I cancel every works of the enemy, sicknesses, diseases, illness, every works of the enemy and darkness. I cancel it right now. Be healed.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I will suggest that you take your newsletter and write notes, because I'm going to be more prophetic in what I'm going to declare. Praise the Lord. It's a new day, it's a new time. A new season has come upon us. I want to entitle my message this morning. Can you put it? Read with me, because I do not want you to just to be an audience. I want you to participate. Prophetic promises for 2017. God is hitting reset button. Say with me, read with me. Prophetic promises for 2017. God is hitting reset. That is why I'm telling you to write. Write the time. Today is 10:15, 1st of January 2017. What I'm going to say, things are going to take place. God is pressing a reset button. All that He has spoken to you, all that He has called you for, now God is saying, today I'm going to put a reset button on you. I want to take my message this morning from Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Then I'm going to declare the theme of this year, moving with the Isaac Network. We are going to declare it. But first, let me take Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Turn with me, and I'm going to read only three verses. Verse 1, verse 6, and verse 7, and I'm going to declare prophetic word. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the year draw near, when He say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 6, remember your Creator before your silver cord is loosened, the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher set at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. And verse 13 and 14, verse 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is all, man's all. For God will bring every word, every works to judgment, including the secret things, whether good or evil. God has promised us this morning there's going to be a reset button that is going to be pressing you. First of all, I want to say, let every man that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says today. Say with me, I will hear the voice of God. I will hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen. Last year, God spoke to us many things. I want to recall some of the prophetic utterances that have been declared throughout the last year. Number one, can you put some of the... Just listen to what God is speaking to us. Last night, He gave us many prophetic voice, words that have now to sink into your spirit before I give an outline of what God is doing. Okay? Begin with truth, I think. Read with me. Never spend more time. Okay, read with me. These are prophetic words that have been declared. Just read it and take it into your spirit. Never spend more time to a critic than you'll give it to a friend. You will never be promoted until you become qualified in your present position. You will never...
So,
okay, the next one. Mentors are bridges. Those who do not discern your worth disqualify for relationship. Truth is the most powerful force on the earth because it cannot change. Giving is the only proof that I've conquered grief. Let's read again. There is something here that is blocking. Is it there? Okay. Read until you get this, a prophetic word that the Lord spoke to me in my spirit, and I wrote it down for this church, and you can claim it again. Okay, never spend more time for a critic than you will never be promoted until you become overqualified to your present position. You will never. When you decide what you want. So faith comes by hearing. Next one. Mentors are bridges tomorrow. Those who discern, do not discern your worth, disqualify for relationship. Think about it. Those who do not discern your worth that God has given, automatically disqualified for relationship. Truth is the most powerful force because it cannot change. Giving is the only proof that you conquered greed. God is promising you many things this morning. He's going to put a reset into your life. You know, remember your Creator. Point number one, remember your Creator in the days before in the days of your youth, before the evil days comes. Reset number one, God is given. When you're young, God is saying, remember me as Creator. I do not know, in my first 16 years of my life, I never thought God is my Creator. I thought God is a supreme being, and before I was born again. But God said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Before, say with me, before the evil days is coming. God is pressing button number one. He has given you promises. Many of you, when you're young, God has called you. God has put desires in your heart. God has put giftings and callings. And you were excited when the moment. Those who do not know the Lord, there are times when you're young, God has put the seeds of salvation, and today it's going to come forth. There are many desires that God has put when you were young. But as this is something that God is saying, I'm resetting these things in your life and my life. Remember the day you're born again. Remember that you heard the voice of God and say, come and serve me. I can remember that. Remember the sacrifices that you give. He's resetting today or this time at 10:20. He's resetting and say, remember it. Remember what he has given when you're young. And with that, you have gone into your life, your walk and journey, you have journeyed into this life. God said, remember what is. Today, God is putting that calling back again. Number two, remember your Creator before. Can you put that verse? Remember your Creator before the golden bowl is broken. You have taken the calling, you have taken whatever God has saw, the desires and everything. You have traveled. Prophetically, you've taken many things, and now you've gone through a process. And now you've come into a process, and God is telling, remember your Creator before the golden broken. That means there is a process that has taken place. You know, there was a man who was called an apostle by a prophetic call. I saw him. Many years later, I saw him. It was a different man. What happened is the prophetic calling has taken a process and taken grown. Prophetically, you can be called, but you got to go through a process. And then he became an apostle, and when he lay hands, things began to happen. There is a God is saying, many of y'all have gone through a process. Many of y'all have gone through hustle and bustle of life. You have seen things go working and things that are not working. You have seen what is true and false. You have seen what is plastic and what is real. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You have gone through, and now in the shift, at this middle of this time, God said, remember your Creator, what He has put. The talents that you have given has gone through fire. Your calling has gone through fire. Your growth of your Christian life has gone through. God is resetting and say, look, I'm resetting it because now it's workable. There are certain things that are workable, other things cannot work. Now God has put you into purifying and sifted you, and now He said, remember the things that have come. Second, thirdly, God is telling, remember to fear God and keep His commandment. This is a call to holiness. Holiness, you know, holiness is being separated to God. We know it theoretically, we know it prophetically about holiness. But holiness is separation unto God and has to do with the fear of God. Say with me, fear of God and keeping His commandment. True holiness, God is resetting. I've spoken to you about holiness and righteousness and godliness. You've gone through the process. So remember, fear God. From today onwards, many of y'all are going to have a encounter with God, and it has to do with the fear of God. You know, we have learned about the love of God. We have seen the love of God, the goodness of God. But in the familiarity of God, we have lost the holiness. We think God is a buddy-buddy. God said, I'm going to put the fear of God. If you have an encounter with the fear of God, things are going to change. And then, holiness has to do with obeying the commandment, living the commandments. Remember your Creator. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember your Creator in when you're old and when you have now gone through the process. God is telling to many of you, function to what is God has dealt with you. You see, callings and ministry have to come with a calling, but there is a process, there is a commission. This morning, God says, it's going to be an activation. Many of you all are going to lay hands in this, in 2017 onwards. You're going to lay hands and things are going to happen. What God has done is there's a lot of impartation. There is a lot of impartation, resurrection life. There's a lot of teachings and ministries and impartations and God. And just remember, recall everyone who had laid hands on you. All the prophets that have spoken to you. All the activation that have been taken in your life for the past 2016. Today God is saying, remember it, now function. 2017 is going to be a year of functioning. You're going to lay hands, things are going to take place. Faceless people in this fellowship are going to speak prophetic word. It's going to take place. This is a time of activation, but remember to keep the fear of God. Remember to keep the Ten Commandments, the commandments of God. Walk in the things of God, and God will see you through. You know, 2017 is prophetically going to be spoken as all the gifts of the Spirit will be functioning. All the fruit of the Spirit in your life will be activated. You will begin to demonstrate. All the fivefold calling will be manifested. Our theme for 2016, going with the Isaac Network, is the Father's Decree. Father's Decree has gone throughout the whole world, but Jesus is bringing the kingdom of God and is going to have dominion. He has to have the rule of God. In the rule of God, individually, the Holy Spirit is going to manifest and demonstrate many things, not by might, not by power, by the Spirit of God. God is saying, remember, say, Father's decree.
Father.
A Father's decree is gone, and He has to do the whole world. For God so loved the world. Then Jesus came and brought redemption, and He brought in the kingdom of God, the rule of God. Say with me, the rule of God. The rule of God is coming to you, and the rule of God is now being manifested. The Holy Spirit in each individual is now working. The gifts and the fruits are sources in the Holy Spirit. It will manifest in your life. because of so much of impartation. This year, beginning from here, I want to speak to this congregation. All the gifts, say gifts, and the fruits are going to be manifested. Particularly, healings and recreating miracles. I want to activate this. Shortly, I want to say people who are suffering and people who have gone through sickness, I want to say recreative miracle is going to take place.
Amen.
This year is a year of great manifestation of the Word of God, the demonstration of the power of God. It's no more theory. It's no more words. It's going to be life, and you are the key. You are the key. Amen. You are the key. And I want to say this. Because of this, the gift of revelatory ministry will be so strong and so clear. There's one thing that you need to balance. The gift of doings or the power gifts will be demonstrated. No problem for that. Revelatory gifts and utterance gifts will be manifested so much so that that could be, if you're not grounded properly, you can go off balance. And I do not want the devil to take advantage. And so this morning we are going to learn a few minutes things which I've shared here about how the prophetic ministry balances. Amen. Say with me, I don't want to give room for the devil through my ignorance and deception. Okay. Amen. Okay. Everybody should have received a part of the notes that you have. Say, have we got these words? New covenant believers. Okay, I'm going to talk about revelatory ministry. I'm going to talk about prophetic ministry. So many people are going to prophesy over you. You are going to utter many things. But let's keep balance, because the greatest power that is going to come to you is through your word of prophecy and prophetic words, word of knowledge. But I want to give you a few balance for your life that you can teach others to. Say with me, number one. Can you put on this? Number one, read with me. Everybody have this New Testament. Read with me. Okay? Guidance, direction, and control come from the infallible Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. That is seal number one. Guidance from God, direction, and control of your life come from the Word of God. Nothing more else. It has to come from the Word of God. Number one, that is our foundation. Number two, guidance also comes from the indwelling Holy Spirit, which always lives in harmony, never contrary to the infallible Word of God, inspired Word of God. That means the Word of God and the Holy Spirit works together. If it is not based on the Scripture, I would suggest just take it and put it on the shelf. Say, put it on the shelf. The third one is very important. I want you to say very important. Guidance and direction may also, the word confirm, say with me, confirm, underlined. Confirm, okay, underlining. Confirmed through various ministries and counsel in the church, including prophet as well as other ministries and counseling. Prophetic word is basically confirming what God has spoken to us. Are you with me? As a general rule, when prophetic word and revelatory words have been given, as a general rule, the Lord is not going to tell others what you do not know yourself, especially when you desire to do God's will. Let it sink into your spirit. The Lord is not going to tell other people about you what you yourself did not know for yourself, especially you desire to do God's will. If someone tells you to do a prophetic word, the contrary to God's word, and something that is foreign, just put it aside. I have seen people going to other places, getting prophecy, come back and say, Pastor, we got a new vision. And that is not a prophetic word. We want to put it balanced. God will put into your heart what you got to do. Suppose someone says, God is calling you to China. Make sure that you have China in your spirit and God has spoken to you. Same with marrying people. Same with connections. If not, we can be led astray because the flow of prophetic word is coming so much so from men and women who are strong, and especially people bringing strong words to you. If it's not balanced and if it's not what you have known before, it's not a confirmation, just put it aside. It may be for a next season. Amen. Remember Agabus confirming Apostle Paul's going to Jerusalem? He said, when you go to Jerusalem, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be tied and you're going to be beaten and you're going to be persecuted. He was telling, and in the natural, we say it's a warning, don't go. But he said, I know all these things. I'll give my life. It was a confirmation. New come believers, as a rule, the Lord is not going to tell what to others, what you yourself do not know, especially you desire to do God's will. This is the basis that we have to walk on. That is why so much so I say I print it up for you so that you can make it into a textbook referral. And then there are other tests for prophetic word. Men and women coming from different places and everyone. And you yourself, there are tests in the spirit how to find whether it's a prophecy, is true or not. But I'm not going to deal with it because we have dealt with it before. But there are 12 tests of a prophetic word. Tuck it into your Bible and make it into a reading material for your safety. Amen. One of the things when prophetic word is spoken, it has to bring you closer to God and to worship the Lord. When prophetic word is given, it has to drop all your sinful lifestyle and bring it closer to God. Extend the worship. If it is taking you to another round, then it's not a prophetic word. It can be from another source. Could be human or could be demonic. There's a promise for 2017. God is raising a new generation. God is raising a new generation. And God is telling us He's going to increase. Amen. Amen. I have many things to say, but I felt this hour that you need to. The greatest demonstration will be the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit combined together. God will deal with us. There's holiness. This time prophets will come and give you a word that can change your entire situation. 2017 is the beginning of many, many things. The world, the church will be experiencing revival, harvest. The church is God's agenda. He's building, maturing. He's going to come back to the church. The world is getting darker and darker and darker. It's becoming more dangerous. The signing last Friday of the United Nations, the forcing Israel to give up all their lands, it's a clear sign that the church, God is dealing with the church, and it's dangerous. 5 days before Donald Trump becomes the prime minister or president, they're going to ask for an accord with the prime minister of Israel, and find he won't sign. He said, I will not give up. And if you look at the Bible prophecy, he won't sign anything, but there will be war. It's dangerous. But in the church is revival. The safe place is in the church. The safe place is in the local church that moves with God. Amen? Amen. God is putting, say reset button.
Reset.
Reset button.
Reset.
Reset button. Say with me, reset button. God is putting fulfillment. Many of the prophetic word, think about it, many prophetic word that God has given to him over the years. You have been moving in signs and wonders and you have been doing. Then suddenly it shuts down. Then God said in the middle, now reset button, now move on. What he wants is the building of character and stature. This church has grown in a stature. We are known as what we call a governing church, which means we can go into the church of Jesus Christ here, connects with the Father, with Jesus in heaven, and demolish all principalities and clear the air and the atmosphere for the people to come to know the Lord, to learn and to develop. This is a mandate God has given to us. And so I want to say that you have to rise to stature. Say with me, stature. Stature, when you grow in stature, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Favor with God, favor with man. In other words, you grow in stature above all circumstances, even the demonic, that the devil has no hold in your life. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Can the devil say, Joseph, I know? Daniel, I know. Can he tell? You can. Because you grow up into a stature. If not, at the peak, the devil attacks you, collapse. Many things wrong can take place. All can be a reproach to the body of Christ. But God said, I'm building up a stature. And that is a process. Process of knowledge and truth. We do not have to fear the devil. Jesus has broken us, broken them and disarmed the power. But the devil has certain power. You got to overcome by proper understanding of your position in Christ. You don't fight sin. You commit yourself to the Lord. There are people fighting, I want to quit this, I want to quit this. You will fall. What you do, you get connected to Jesus and say, Lord, I worship you. I give you everything to you. And make a divine exchange, the sin will drop. Amen. Don't fight. Don't struggle. Give connected to the Lord. Dedicate yourself. Turn over to yourself to the Lord and let it take. That is spiritual warfare. Shut down the works of the enemy by committing to the Lord. Amen. The prophetic word that God has given. And I want to speak, there are people that God has called you. God has called you for great things when the days when you're young. Today God is saying, he has not aborted that. His plan is today, the days before the golden bow is broken, before even when you're old, God said, I'm pressing the button back again. And you will do things for God and not for yourself and not for your people. The difference is before you begin to do things and then you, in a way, quote and unquote, you're proud that you're somebody. But today you say, no, the Christ in you will be lifted up. Amen. No amount of display can destroy you. Two men went to the corridor of power of leadership. One is Saul. The other one is David, King David. Saul was taken because of his education, because of his giftings and his charisma, because he was very handsome. Many things he has taken up and he has all sorts of gifting. He was brought into to leadership. But what happened? He became corrupted. Another man, David, was a shepherd boy. He was called into the leadership because of his intimacy with Jesus or with God. Because of his connection with God, he came. Power and authority was just a cloak to fulfill his function. And that is the generation God is raising up in you. You wear the cloak of authority and power because of the connection with Jesus, connection with God. And God is resetting and say, I'm making that connection again. God is putting a reset and say, all the calling and promises today is going to be taking activation. Amen. Amen. Holiness will come into your life and my life. And things will never be the same. The church will grow. The Father's decree will be released. God, Jesus, dominion and authority puts you into many things. You will come in authority. And the Holy Spirit inside you will begin to speak holiness and begin to demonstrate the reality of God. We have come to a place where unless the gifts of the Holy Spirit function, the skeptical world will not come to know the Lord because they have been deceived by the enemy. You got to demonstrate healing. You got to demonstrate the Word of God. Demonstrate your life of holiness. Amen. 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 Reset. Say with me, reset. Say with me, reset. Say with me, reset. Say with me, reset. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I want you to put up your hand. Raise your hand towards the Lord. It's a serious moment this day. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You belong to God. God created you in His image and in His likeness. And because of the fall, we have lost it. But when you repent and put your faith in the Lord Jesus, God puts back the authority. God puts back the image back again. You are valuable before God. You are ultimately valuable before God with ultimate value. And you have limitless potential for good. I activate right now in the name of Jesus the value before God and the potential. I activate it right now and decree and commission that 2017 will be a time of manifestation of the glory of God. I activate all the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, particularly a demonstration of healing and recreated miracle. I activate and I release it right now from 2017. It will go on demonstrating for the glory of God. I want to pray for those who are sick, those who have problems in your life. I want to ask God to reset your spirit, your soul, your mind, your body back again into wholeness as He created you before. I activate right now, reset. Reset upon the Spirit of God, Spirit of man, born again spirit, your mind, your will, your emotion, and physical body. I reset it right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, heal, recreative miracle to take place, recreative miracles to take place. Everything that is lost to be restored, financial resentment, financial relationship, your physical body, be healed. Be healed. I speak resurrection life. Resurrection life. Every works of deception and ignorance be broken in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Families to be healed. Marriages to be healed. Household to be healed. Relationship to be healed. I reset right now in Jesus' name. The promise of God of reset. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. The promises are reset it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak resetting of holiness and righteousness and godliness to be like Jesus. I reset it right now that the power of the Holy Spirit will take over. And 2017 is the beginning of many miracles and righteousness and holiness. I reset the button for joy to be returned, strength to be returned, love to be returned. Oh, everything that we have, our inheritance to be returned, what was stolen to be restored. I reset it. Resurrection life, resurrection life, resurrection life, resurrection life in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I ask the musicians to come. Let's sing and worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord.